This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man, well, and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. I am live from CPAC 2017. I am joined now by Joe Colangelo, correct?
You got it.
Did I get that right?
Nailed it.
All right. Awesome. And you want to talk about, first of all, you tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. So I'm the president of Consumers Research.
You're too young to be president of anything.
We're the nation's oldest consumer organization. We've been around for 88 years.
But you haven't, though.
I know. That's great. I'm the third in line. So we had 240-plus year presidents, and I guess I know what I'm doing for the next couple of decades.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully you'll last that long. So you're involved in consumer issues.
Absolutely.
Obviously. And you have also been obviously here talking about how it is that Trump can help the economy and what he can do for consumers, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, so starting on day one, you know, we've already seen a lot of really great signs from President Trump. So issues like net neutrality, things that were going to stop people from investing in and improving the internet, that's going to go away with the appointment of Ajit Pai to chairman of the FCC. Look at Obamacare. We don't know what's going to happen exactly yet, but thank God that we have somebody there that understands that it's stuck in a destructive cycle and the answer is not bailing out insurers, giving away more tax dollars to people who have made bad choices. And at the end of the day, you know, our mission is to really look at issues that don't really look like consumer issues, like the Clean Power Plan. People think that's an energy issue. Well, it's going to add $290 billion to the cost of energy over the next 10 years. And who do you think is going to pay for that? The American consumer. So
correct.
It's our job to help people better understand how they're going to be impacted by these things that happen in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's quite an aim. And I think that we are just now beginning to see the Trump plan being implemented. You know, we've got a ways to go here, but so far so good. What did you make of the speech this morning?
Oh my! So he was speaking right out of our playbook. I'll tell you, he was talking about regulations, and you know,
yeah, he did immediately. In fact, immediately he talked about
there's a bit of a problem on the right, and I would say that they go too far and they say, "Well, abolish the FDA." Well, you know what? I like what he said, where he said the government needs to make sure that people are safe. It needs to make sure that people are taken care of, that the things that they're being sold aren't going to kill them. But all this other stuff the FDA does, looking at getting into Apple Watch and saying you can't have a health app or your medical device and we're going to tax you, it's just ridiculous. So he's exactly what we wanted to hear from him is what he's saying.
Now, I wanted to, and I've been asking everyone this question here, all my guests, since we are at CPAC, obviously, and you've been here before, you and I met last year. What do you think it means now to be conservative? And I've been asking everybody this question because I get different answers from everybody. I mean, because, and the reason why I ask this is because clearly Donald Trump is not a traditional conservative. In fact, he's not even really a conservative. In fact, he's not even a Republican. So going forward, where are we? Because, you know, Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus actually talked about this as well yesterday. Where are we and what does it mean to be conservative now?
I'm a policy guy, not a politics guy, but I do see what you're talking about. There is a very strong chance in the near future of a complete sort of realignment. Right.
Right.
Who likes a border adjustment tax? Unions. Union members are going to be really in favor of the pro-labor efforts of Donald Trump. If all of a sudden President Trump gets union members to become Republicans, are there going to be people, is it just going to be a really big tent? I don't know. It's very tough to tell. But I know that I like things. I like a lot of the appointments that I'm seeing. I'm seeing a conservative trend in the appointees, whether it's DeVos or Pruitt, Ajit Pai. These are like, a lot of these are intellectuals who really understand the conservative viewpoint. And you know, at the end of the day, there are some policies that are clearly not traditionally conservative.
Correct.
The border adjustment tax. That's
right.
Right. You'd never heard a conservative back in that a year.
Or look, even just him picking up the phone and talking to a carrier. I mean, that's decidedly not really conservative.
Right. It's,
you know,
a process and a policy.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, you know, when he did that, I'm like, wow. Wow, awesome. You know, I mean, I don't see how you don't applaud that. Even though, you know, if you look at the, if you want to be stringent about what it means to be conservative. And that's why I asked this question. That's why I've been asking everybody this question. Because, you know, what does it mean? You know, what does it mean? Because honestly, I don't even know what that means, you know? Really.
Right.
And in terms of policy and politics, are almost one and the same, you know?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's very interesting. Well, it's very interesting to see how good of a storyteller he is, because I feel like that is something that has not been captured by conservatives for the last couple of decades. You know, not since Ronald Reagan has a conservative
Correct.
President.
That's a very good point.
Really,
in fact,
been able to tell a story.
In fact, as you said that, I was thinking exactly about that, Ronald Reagan. That's one of the things that he was so good at, was storytelling, you know? Yeah.
You just have to make your issues relatable. And we've always had the intellectual high ground. But it's not worth anything if you can't communicate your ideas.
No, I think it's actually better to be able to communicate. And as we saw today, for instance, I mean, he has this way of really tapping into the crowd and communicating with people. That is invaluable. I don't think he gets enough credit for that, frankly.
And you see what people do. And the New York Times makes fun of him because he can't speak. You know, he doesn't use big words. It helps them, because everybody else in America looks at this and they say, oh, well, that's great. I don't use big words either.
Right. And how many times have we seen policy wonks and politicians talking like in big words, and you're like, what did he just say?
Exactly. Congratulations. You're really smart, and I didn't pay attention to anything.
You're really smart. I don't know what the hell you just said, you know. And there's something to be said for simplifying language, frankly, you know. You know, it's like I think a writer once, I forget who the writer was, said, you know, just keep it simple. Don't try to impress everybody using big words. It's true.
Exactly.
It's true. All right, so tell us how we can get in touch with you, your organization, all that stuff.
Sure. So please find us on the web, consumersresearch.org. Got stories, research, lots of information on how policy is affecting you. We're on Twitter at Consumers First, and I'm at Twitter, it's Joko.
Joko. All right, my man. Well, listen, thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate it. Finally got you on.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank
Cheers.
You. Take care. Donald Trump on the brink of his own bull market now. Consumers are now going, all right, what's going on? Enough is enough is enough is enough. No, just kidding. Are they tired of winning yet? Are you tired of winning? Is the Dow going to be tired of going up? Actually, I think the Dow is down today, if I'm not mistaken. The Dow is down today. More from CPAC 2017. What does it really mean to be conservative? That's the question. That's the question. What does it really mean to be conservative? Because that's what I want to find out. Again, I've been asking this question to several people, and again, I get different answers. I'm curious, because I think that we're at a point now where traditional conservatives, frankly, I don't know if it really matters anymore. Like, if you call yourself a conservative, what exactly does that mean? And we've got, because I am here at CPAC, you know, we've got this whole new generation of conservatives coming up now. Generation Z, what does it mean to be conservative? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Right now, I'm having.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am joined now by two friends of mine, the two Matts today, Matt Palumbo and Matt Tamarind. How are you?
Good to be here, Edward. This CPAC is tough work, I got to tell you.
It is, man. I'm telling you, I'm tired. You can hear it in my voice. I haven't gotten enough sleep.
I had to come over here and sit down. That's why I'm doing the interview.
I got to tell you, my legs were getting sore, dude. Because you walk around all the time, my back was hurting, and I sounded like an old pregnant woman.
Oh, you're in good shape. Come on, you work out 3 times a day.
I'm not in shape, so that compounds the problem.
When your listeners Google Ed Woodson, you can see the guy's in good shape.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that, Matt. So I'm asking everybody today, and it's worth noting that we're at CPAC 2017. What did you guys make of the speech this morning?
Actually, I didn't see it. So I was in meetings. But, no, I was here. I read about it. I've obviously spent 5 months on the campaign with President Trump. So, but, you know, rave reviews. I think people were energized. That's what I get. I take away right now from CPAC that there's about half of the country that is energized, loves America, is positive, enthusiastic, excited about the stock market, where America's going. They're buying America, right? They're buying. And then the other half is just in a five-month bender of sorrow,
and it's going to continue. It's going to continue. And for instance, today, and it's like this all the time. There's always this cognitive dissonance, right? Where I'll listen to one of the speeches that President Trump makes, and I'm like, wow, that was awesome, you know. And it's he's now has these reoccurring common themes, you know,
consistent.
Clearly, right. He's pretty consistent.
You know, you get him up there, and he can talk for an hour just off the cuff, just wing it. He knows what he wants to say. He believes in what he's doing, and it's such an interesting dichotomy to see him for talking for 50 minutes or an hour, and then last night Mike Pence talking 20 minutes, boom, talking point, next talking point, like super disciplined, been doing it for a long time.
Right.
And it's actually a good match. You got a couple guys with different skill sets in the way they communicate. One's real tight, one's a little looser, but they both care about the issues that they're driving forward, and they're doing it each of their own ways communications-wise. It's great.
Right, and what I think is interesting, too, is how the media views it. Like, for instance, after the speech today, Yahoo puts out an article, and the way they talked about it was they talked about how it was dark. He talked about a military buildup, and I'm like,
strengthening America is not dark. That's that's what more than half the country feels. You know, we got half the country that voted for him that certainly feels that way. And you got a good percentage of the people that may not have voted for him, but they still support such a thing as a strong America, not a passive, totally skittish America that Obama built over the last 8 years.
And what I love too is, again, he reiterated there is no global anthem, there is no global currency, there is no global flag. And I got to tell you, that to me is the central core of the message, because really it has become globalism versus the nation state.
Culture matters. Nation state sovereignty matters. And you
Correct.
Know what? Even though America's a melting pot and that is our strength, we still have an American culture. It's a patriotic culture that believes in our constitutional values that have been bequeathed to us since the 18th century, that comes from the post-Enlightenment period. I mean, this is our culture, and we need to fight for it. We can't be giving it to the UN and supersede our natural rights that we've established for ourselves.
I couldn't agree with you.
And I think, too, Eddie, I think we're in this post-party environment where the parties matter less than they ever have. And I think it is America because there is this movement, because there's wings of both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, that are globalists.
Correct.
They do not want Donald Trump to succeed. Now, the Democrats, they want him to fail miserably. Now, the globalists and the establishment from the Republican Party, they want to co-opt, coerce, and change President Trump. The Democrats, their future rides on the failure of Donald Trump. It's all about 2018. I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but you look at that map, that Senate map in 2018.
Right,
There's 10 senators,
I've been talking
Democratic
about it, yeah.
senators, up for re-election that Donald Trump won their state.
And Mitt Romney won their
state.
They cannot afford to have Donald Trump succeed. And one big in those states where those people are...
One big.
Look, yeah.
Joe Manchin may have an R in front of his name in the next 6 or 12 months.
Well, I've actually heard talk that he has talked about switching over.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
That,
Yeah, it wouldn't be unprecedented. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's happened even recently. So.
Sure. And so one of the things, and to your point about the parties mattering a lot less, and I agree with you. You know, we're obviously here at CPAC, and I'm posing this question to all my guests. What does it mean exactly to be conservative now? Because, you know, we talked about this on the break. Because I would say that Donald Trump isn't really conservative. He's not. Clearly, he's not in the mold of, like, a Ronald Reagan conservative.
Right.
And I would also argue that in a lot of ways, the Republican Party went away from those values, to your point about how it's become, you know, both parties have been basically the party of globalists, the Davos party.
Big
which
government,
is
big spending, right, working together to grow.
Right. And
George W. Bush,
and
Medicare.
Not, and that's not conservative. You know, you mentioned that's not conservative.
No.
So my question is, what does that mean now to be conservative? And that's something that I think, you know, as conservatives, or I don't even know what that means anymore.
So, sure. I mean, I'm a Reagan conservative.
I know you are.
So, I mean, I think the Reagan
still
matters more than ever. And I think what you're seeing is the change in the world and this whole globalist movement and the New World Order that was phrased back in the late 80s. By the Bushies, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's still peace through strength. It's still economic freedom, prosperity, free market capitalism, and then obviously a social agenda, really, that protects life. I think that's what conservatism means to me, and that's what I've been hearing at CPAC. Now, I think you take Donald Trump, who is not a conservative.
Right.
He's an economic nationalist. I think what he's doing is taking what is needed for the time, which is another look at trade. What are we doing with our trade? Free trade? Let's make it fair. The borders. And he's taking that economic nationalism and basically injecting it into conservatism. And I think what we saw on stage, I think the superstar of this whole CPAC is my good buddy Steve Bannon yesterday. Just did an unbelievable
job
yesterday.
Love,
that really,
love,
the, you know,
yeah.
I was great for people to see the real Steve Bannon and how brilliant a tactician and really intelligent the guy is, and just a grasp of all the issues. But I think that's my definition of a conservative. It still matters. Reagan still matters. And now we've got the Trump wing of the conservative movement.
Look, you know, one thing about Steve, and, you know, I also have written for Breitbart and contributed a lot over there, and he was the one who brought me over there. You know, Steve is a great thinker and a great guy, and the way they painted him is just so divorced from reality.
Even today, they're still talking about how he's dark and this dark nationalism. I'm like,
you see, Steve, whenever he speaks, whenever he actually delivers his ideas, they are holistic. There's no cognitive dissonance. They are strong-minded. They're honest. And you know what? He is not who they painted him, and he should talk more, but he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to share with the world his strategy.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. We've got to go on a break in How This Works. It's live radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Go, Charlie. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. We are joined now by Dr. Kelly Ward, who, for those of you listening, I don't know if you remember, she ran against John McRino in Arizona. Unfortunately, you were not successful. But, hey, thanks for coming on the show, Kelly.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah. You know, you and I talked a little bit about the fact that somebody like John McCain... Okay. I've had real problems. I used to do a show in Phoenix, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I've got a lot of listeners that are listening to me right now in Arizona. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand how this guy continues to be reelected.
Yeah. I can't either. I'll tell you that after the election, it's so funny because people, I have no idea who they are. I have not met them before. They'll say, oh, I'm so sorry you lost. I voted for you. They weren't people that I targeted. They were people that did not want John McCain. I've only met one guy that actually said he voted for John McCain and he was feeling bad about his choice. He said, but I just didn't feel like I could do that to John. It was an older guy, but... I mean, how many of those are there out there?
There's got to be tons of them.
There's a lot of unhappy people with John McCain right this minute, I can tell you that.
I just anecdotally, okay, on my shows, my listeners, I don't get it. Like, I have so many of my listeners, and again, I've got a big portion of them from Arizona,
yes,
and they all express the same thing to me, the same sentiment. It's like... No, I honestly, I've never run across anybody that is a John McCain supporter.
Yes.
Who are these people voting for him?
Right. I think they're just misinformed people. They're actually the rhinos. They're not the people who go against Republican principles on purpose. They're the people who sign up as a Republican, and probably share some Republican principles, but don't do their homework to find out what the voting record is or what the angst is. And they see a name, they recognize, and they click the box.
And I think that's a big part of it, the name recognition, as well as the fact that they're so firmly entrenched and they have so much money.
Oh, yes. I was outspent 10 to 1. Over $10 million spent on defeating me. And, he liked to say that I wasn't a threat, and Jeff Flake does too. I'm going to take on Jeff Flake in 2018. He likes to say, I'm not worried about her. Well, John McCain was worried to the tune of over $10 million, and if he hadn't spent that, I would have won.
I don't understand it. But the same thing happens with all incumbents. I don't get Lindsey McCain.
Lindsey McCain. Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Marriage is fine.
Just go ahead and tie the knot, the two of them. Same with Marco Rubio. I was just telling somebody this yesterday. Where I live, for instance, it was a choice between Marco Rubio or Patrick Murphy. Like, what kind of choice is that?
Right.
So you basically have to vote for, Marco Rubio.
Luckily for us in Arizona, we have a competent, qualified, capable person who can take the reins and hit the ground running. In me, I've served in the Arizona legislature. I was in the Senate, and I was very effective there. And I want to take that effectiveness to Washington. We don't have very effective people that are supposed to be working for us there. And I think it comes from too many of them staying for too long. And
right.
If we can, change, just like the change in the diaper thing. Diapers and politicians need to be changed often and for the same reason.
There you go. I love it. I couldn't have said it better. Hopefully you will be more successful the next time around.
Well, things are looking great now. There's a story up on Newsmax that talks about the latest polling showing I'm up 7 points on Jeff Flake. If people want to find out, they can go to KellyWard.com. They can find out all about me. They can get involved. They can connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram. That two-way communication is very, very important. And just because if you're not in Arizona, remember, you might not be able to vote for me, but I can vote for you when I'm in the Senate. So you need people that are voting for you, and I look forward to being one of those people.
There you go. So one of the things that I've been asking everyone, at this conference, since we are clearly at CPAC, which is the Conservative Political Action Conference, what does it mean now to be conservative?
Yep.
Because I've been asking this question, and I get all different answers.
Yep.
What exactly does that mean now? Because
right.
I don't think traditionally that the definition of conservative is, I don't know what it is anymore.
Right. If John McCain can say he's conservative, obviously there are differing definitions. But I'll tell you that, to me, being a conservative means being somebody who supports small government, low taxes, personal responsibility, and following the Constitution. If we all held true to those principles, our country would be going on the right path at all times. But unfortunately, we have too many people in elected office who veer from that path.
So that means John McCain is not a conservative?
Nope.
Lindsey Graham is
nope.
not a conservative. Jeff Flake's not a conservative.
Nope.
Marco Rubio is not a conservative. I can go on and on and on and on and on. Right?
I agree. Because they don't hold true to their principles. I don't know if they have principles anymore, because some of them have been there too long, and they've lost touch with the American people, with the constituents in their states that vote for them. And, they're too far gone to salvage.
I think ultimately it comes down to money.
Yeah.
I hate to say that.
It does.
And I think that we need to have term limits just because of the fact, as you alluded to, your reference.
Yep.
But more importantly, I just think that, you got to get out of there after a certain point of time.
Limits decrease the potential for corruption. I think there will still be corruption because some people who go there are corrupt to start with.
Right.
But if they are not there for long, they can't gather the power and the money to be able to stay there for all those decades. And, so that's why you need somebody who will go, do, get out, pass the torch.
Right. And in fact, that's what our founding fathers talked about. For a long time, I said, during the campaign, a lot of people were saying, well, you know, Donald Trump, the forefathers would be rolling in their graves because of Donald Trump. And I said, and I remember saying this, and I've said consistently, I'm like, no, the founding fathers actually invented Donald Trump.
Yes.
Okay? Because the founding fathers were all Donald Trumps.
That's right.
They were all Donald Trumps. They were all captains of industry and whatever they were doing, and they left. They went to Washington. They did their
shit. They sacrificed.
Correct. And then they left, and then they went back to be a blacksmith, or, you know, you were growing, weed, or whatever it was you were doing. And so they didn't envision, they never envisioned a professional political
no,
class.
No, and we should not have one.
No.
We should have a citizen-led legislative branch. And unfortunately, if we want to have government of, for, and by the people, we have to get back to electing people who are of the people. Now, Donald Trump, of course, he's of the people, but I am so glad that we have a CEO in the White House rather than a community organizer.
Amen.
So,
amen. Because, you know, he's actually getting stuff done.
Oh, yes, he is. He's doing what he said. He's not just talking. And we are so used to politicians just talking,
right,
and then excusing them when they don't get anything done. That's going to stop. That's
right,
stopping with Donald Trump, and it's stopping in 2018 as well.
And everybody's pissed off because he's actually doing what he said he's going to do.
Well, everybody's not, but the left certainly is, and the media certainly is. The people are rejoicing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Chris. I said to somebody the other day, it's like Christmas every day. It's like,
yeah,
Christmas.
Don't you, every morning, aren't you kind of excited to see
yeah,
the next thing? It's like a present that you get to open every day when,
right,
you open your news feed,
right,
or your news app.
You get a pony every day.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Kelly Ward, good luck to you in the upcoming 2018, right?
Things are looking bright.
Please, get rid of some of these guys. They're terrible, man.
Thanks so much. Okay. KellyWard.com.
All right. KellyWard.com. Go for it. KellyWard.com. All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show. All right, we got a few minutes left. What does it mean anymore now? Sure, what does it mean anymore? Because I would argue that it is,
Are you supposed to be doing this?
All right. Oh. What? Wait. No, I'm
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We've got Steve Malloy. He's the author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA. I love this title, by the way.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you why, because I've been saying this for years. If you scare enough people,
yeah.
Okay, you can create a whole industry
on
fear. Right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they've done. You scared the bejesus out of people. I don't even know what that means, by the way. You can create an industry, and that's what they've done, and it's true. Like this whole thing. I'm sorry, the whole thing's a scam. Okay, I'm sorry, it's a scam.
Absolutely. Well, that's the organic food industry. It's a scare. They scared you into thinking that regular food is poisoned with pesticides and whatever fertilizer, and so they make you pay more for the organic stuff.
Right. It's like I got to pay more for an egg white omelet. Right. It's got less.
Right. It's crazy.
And I got to pay more for it. No.
Yeah. No. It's all nonsense.
It is all nonsense. I mean, just the fact that they can't predict the weather 3 days out. Okay. Just the fact that they can't do that.
But in 100 years, it's going to be exactly 1.2 degrees warmer.
That's what I'm saying. No, actually, they can get 3 days out right, but 5 days, forget it. So I'm supposed to believe some computer model, okay, that's going to tell me 50 years out or 100 years out. Come on.
Well, it's more than believing. You got your electricity is going to depend on it, right? You got to depend. You know, put your whole life at risk.
It is such a scam. I got to tell you, such a scam. And I love when Donald Trump says, "Oh, it's a hoax, it's a hoax," and they go, "Oh, he said it was a hoax. Do you believe it's a hoax?" And then they bully everybody. And if they don't say it's real, they're like, "Oh, you're a denier. You're a denier." Or and I love too. Then they go, "Oh, you're the Flat Earth Society."
Yeah.
Okay, I, you know, here's the deal. Everybody thought the Earth was flat, and if you didn't think the Earth was flat, you were a denier. Right?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. You're looking at the king of deniers, so here we are.
So how do we get rid of the APA? Do we want to get rid of it? Do we want to fix it? What do we want to do with it?
Well, you know, 85% of environmental protection today is done in the states. You know, 40 years ago when the EPA started, only one state had a state, you know, EPA. That was California. But today every state has one, and they're good ones. And that's where most environmental protection is done. Most environmental protection is local. We need a federal EPA maybe for some limited, some interstate, international, and some, you know, like pesticide issues. But generally speaking, we need a much smaller EPA, one that's reined in and under control.
Right. And so what do you think of the new head of the EPA? You like him?
Well, I think he's a great choice because he spent the last 8 years suing the pants off the EPA, and he sued him like 14 times.
Yeah.
He knows how unlawful and unconstitutional and rogue they are. So that's a good start because we've never had an EPA administrator like that. Usually they're looking to expand the agency's mission. Scott Pruitt has come in. He knows his mission is to collapse the agency. Donald Trump promised that we were going to do everything from, you know, abolish the EPA to make it a very small, you know, piece of what it is today. So either one of those works. Either way, we're still going to have, you know, clean air, clean water. We're going to survive.
No, Republicans hate clean air and clean water. They hate puppies.
Yeah, no, the environmentalists want you to believe that, well, if we elect a Republican to run the EPA, then all of a sudden our air is going to be like Beijing.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's...
And you mentioned Beijing. It's, look, here's the deal. Like, if nobody else is doing it, and we're... I mean, look, you go to Mexico City, okay? Mexico City is just a nightmare in terms of their air quality and smog. You got, like you mentioned Beijing. Same thing. So why is it? And look, and the United States is probably the cleanest country in the world.
You know why that is?
Yeah,
because we're the richest country in the world.
Right.
And to the extent that you're going to make us poor, well, you make us more like Mexico and China and India and Eastern Europe and Latin America. And who wants to do that?
Exactly. Exactly. And look, everybody wants clean air, clean water. Everybody wants to pick up the trash. Everybody wants that. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want that. Right?
And we do that.
Right. And that's my point. And we do that. And we have some of the cleanest air.
Yeah.
And we've got, look, unleaded gasoline has contributed.
And we've all gotten a lot smarter, haven't we?
Yes. Yes. But, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it's just common sense stuff.
Right. But what we're talking about is an EPA that is out of control, has been out of control for many years now. I've been working on this issue for EPA for 25 years. It's always been out of control. During the Obama administration, it just went on steroids. I mean, they destroyed the coal industry for absolutely no reason. You know, thousands of coal miners out of work, communities damaged by people who are out of work. The environment is not any better. There's not any more or less global warming. Nothing has changed. Just these people are out of work. It's cruel.
Right. And not only that, and I love how, you know, they talk about, of course, green energy and electric cars. And yeah, you're laughing. And it's funny because people don't even get, like, and when you tell them, you're like, do you know where electricity comes from? The wall comes from the wall. You know?
Well, yeah, if you drive an electric car in a state like West Virginia, well, 98% of the electricity comes from coal.
Right.
So you're not, all you're doing is changing where the CO2 comes from.
We're going to put coal miners out of business. I loved when Hillary was in West Virginia when she said that. When she said that we got to put you out of business. But don't worry, we're gonna find something for you to do. Don't worry. Oh yeah, I'm just gonna wait on that. That's good. Thank you.
The environmentalists are just, you know, it's not about the environment with them. They use the environment as like camouflage behind which they have this left wing agenda that they're moving.
Correct.
So that's what it's all about.
Correct. And it's also, I think, a little more insidious than that. I think it's also just redistribution of wealth.
Yeah. Left-wing agenda, right?
Yeah, it's redistributing. That's
right.
All they
do. And it's a message that appeals to kids because they've been through the public school system where they teach you to be brain dead.
Right, and they're indoctrinated from a very early age, and that's all they are.
Yeah,
and they
thinking?
No, they're just repeating talking points, and that's all they do. It's a nightmare. So I hope, frankly, that Scott Pruitt just gets rid of the EPA. Seriously.
Well, to do that, he's going to need some help from Congress. And, you know, I don't know.
Get rid of it.
It's been 6 years. There's no Obamacare repeal bill.
Well, it's actually been seven. And you know, you're right. And where is, by the way, where's the replacement?
Where is it?
Where is
what
it?
They been doing?
You guys should have already had that ready to go from day one, right? But no, I don't have much faith in Congress, frankly.
So it's up to Donald Trump and Scott Pruitt.
Basically. I mean, and I like the pick so far. That pick and Betsy DeVos and among others.
Well, what I like is, you know, what Trump said today and Steve Bannon said yesterday, they're going to stick by their campaign promises.
Right.
I appreciate that. That's what I want to happen. If they do that, we're going to be okay.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, man. I'm happy to see what they've done in the last, 40 days now?
It's been amazing.
It's been amazing. Yeah. It's like it's Christmas every day.
Right. Can you imagine people actually, Republicans actually opposed this guy?
Yeah. So I never got that. But, and no, they're still opposing him.
Yeah.
You still got these people running around here, these Never Trumpers. They're still running around.
Yeah.
They're still running around with hate and vitriol for the Donald. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think they'd be happy? He's basically saved them. Because let me tell you, none of those other people would have beat Hillary Clinton.
No.
No way.
No way.
No way. And then we would have had Hillary Clinton as president. Can you imagine the nightmare that would have been?
That would have been the end of what I do.
Exactly.
There'd be absolutely no chance of fixing the EPA.
No scare pollution for you.
No why and how to fix the EPA. Well, there'd be the why, but not the how.
No. All right, so tell us where we can get your book.
Well, you can get it at Amazon.com. That's probably the best place. But you can also get it at my website, junkscience.com.
All right. Oh, junkscience.com. I like that. That's good. Okay. All right. Well, Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And we'll have you back soon so we can scare the bejesus out of you. All right, you deniers, you out there. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it. We're live, CPAC 2017. We've got a lot of characters here. I see one coming up next here. It's a live show. I'm trying to pull as many people here as I can for you. I do this for you. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment.
For tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.